One of the fascinating things about animals is the way they can open our eyes to a kind of alternative universe, which we sometimes need to remind ourselves that we share. Sometimes it's as delightful as watching a cat make a plaything out of a pair of dirty socks. Sometimes it's as dramatic, disturbing, and reassuring as hearing the twitter of birds in the trees after a battle. Tomorrow, three lions, two zebras, and three desert goats will take a journey that most people along the border between Israel and the West Bank cannot make. The animals will be moved from the Ramat Gan Safari Park in the heart of Israel to the Qalqilya Zoo along the West Bank. Several animals have died in that West Bank zoo amid the gunfire and tear gas of Israeli army raids against people who the army says launched attacks in Israel. Animals plucked from jungles and deserts, where life can be short, nasty, and brutish, wound up in the crossfire of conflicts between human beings, who consider themselves rational. The Qalqilya Zoo has often been closed during the unrest and violence over the past few years. Israeli officials, and often zoo officials themselves, have considered it dangerous to risk bringing people, especially children and their parents, into a conflicted area. But you can't close a zoo in the way you can shut a pottery shop or even a food market. 170 animals live in the Qalqilya Zoo. They need food and water every day. But animals in a zoo, unlike those in the wild, cannot fend for themselves. They need the literal touch of human beings to survive. Sami Kader, a veterinarian at the zoo, says he found three zebras who died from inhaling tear gas during a violent demonstration. Like the people outside the park, the zebras couldn't run away. He once treated a panicked giraffe who'd banged his head bloody while apparently trying to hide from a din of shouting and shooting. Dr. Cotter says that zoo employees often have to brave violence to enter the zoo and care for the animals, and he says they've received periodic assistance from Israeli zookeepers and veterinarians who've sent medicine, food, and an occasional specialist. Dr. Cotter says that Palestinian and Israeli zoo personnel talk regularly, if not frequently. This professional cooperation is scarcely a resolution of the conflict, but it may be a small sign that conflict doesn't have to be inevitable or perpetual. Sakit Horowitz, spokesperson for the Ramat Gan Safari Park, says, "We really want peace and coexistence, but politics doesn't always permit that. In the meantime, it's important for us to help and to know that Palestinians love animals, too."